Every year, I look around and see if I can find some aspect of pop culture that can provide us with a lesson about the Christmas story that Gabriella is reading for us tonight. And each year, I find that aspect in a different place. Some years, it's in a movie. Other years, in a book. Some years, I find it in a current global event. And other years, it comes through a very personal experience. I never know exactly where it is that I'll find that piece of pop culture that can help make that Christmas story come alive. Well, this year, I found that aspect in the most unlikely place of all, a television commercial. So let me take a moment and tell you a little about that 30-second commercial, and then I'll share with you what I feel are at least three lessons that we can draw from it. That silly little commercial begins in a Christmas morning 1 year ago. A beautiful young mother is being led down the stairs, eyes covered by her young daughter. "Are you ready?" her husband asks eagerly. "Yes," she responds. And then she takes the blindfold off when her husband yells, "Now!" And she sees the latest state-of-the-art exercise bicycle in front of her, a bike called the Peloton. Cut to the next morning. The young woman is seated eagerly in the bike as she quickly snaps a selfie, as the personal trainer that's networked into the bike barks out instructions for the training session. And the mom confesses, "I'm a little nervous but excited. Let's do this." Scene 3. 5 days later, that same young woman's hurrying through the front door after a long day at work and says, again, into her selfie video that she's shooting in the smartphone, "5 days in a row. Are you surprised? I am." Scene 4. A morning somewhere in the future. The alarm goes off at 6 a.m. and the young woman slowly wakes, head still on the pillow. "Yeah," she groans before jumping on the bike, just in time for the trainer to enthusiastically interject, "We're rising with the sun." And scene 5, the final scene. The young woman is watching a montage of video clips pulled together from her workouts over the previous year with her husband when she turns to him and says, "A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me." So, what lessons can that commercial about a larger-than-life exercise bicycle tell us about the Christmas story? Three things. Lesson number one. You see, most of us probably have the same response to the Christmas story that we do to a piece of exercise equipment we unwrap on Christmas. We might shriek with excitement when we first see it, but then, just a week later, we want to take that item out to the garage and tuck it away. But you know, neither of them works that way. For both the Christmas story and the Peloton work best when they are taken out regularly and used. That takes us to lesson number two. Once you start using them, you'll find that the Christmas story and the Peloton has an uncanny ability to reach you at your lowest points and begin to turn things around. It was certainly true of the Peloton, at least in the commercial. For the first time, that alarm went off at 6 a.m. and woke that exhausted young woman. The last thing that she wanted to do was expend any more energy than necessary, other than to roll over and go back to sleep. But the bike, if you believe the commercial, somehow gave her the strength she needed to climb out of bed and step into action. And the same thing happens to me when I engage the Christmas story throughout the year. For that story of Jesus' remarkable birth often touches me at those low points in life and gives me the courage I need to go on. When I read about the tragic school shootings around the country that continue to target our young folks, I was tempted to give in to frustration or despair this past year. But then I remembered how the powers that be also tried to target the youngest and most vulnerable segments of Mary and Joseph's community in order to prevent the rise of Jesus through the slaughter of the infants. And yet, a way forward was revealed, and those acts of attempted violence were transformed into opportunities for God's promises to be fulfilled. And today, groups like Moms Demand Action, a group that meets here in this very campus twice a year, remind me of how we too can find our way back to hope through expressions of violence. And when I read about the tragic stories of the way migrant families were being separated at the border and detained this past year, I found myself thinking a lot about Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus' escape from the powers that be, and how, through the tragic circumstances of one family of migrants, that God was able to systematically address the world's brokenness and provide healing for all those involved. In fact, every time I engaged the Christmas story this past year, it got me out of the bed of despair and reconnected me to that spirit of hope. And finally, as I stand before you tonight, just 12 months after the last Christmas, I'm having a bit of a deja vu moment, much like the young woman who sat on the couch, watching the video montage of the year that was. I find myself thinking about all the miles I logged this year with my faith built on that Christmas story. All the risks that I took, all the growth opportunities I pursued. And once again, I think to myself, I didn't realize how much this Christmas story would change me. So, my friends, in closing, let me just say this. Tomorrow, when you wake up and start to unwrap those gifts, remember the lessons that silly little 30-second commercial can teach us about our faith. Remember that our faith works best when we take it out of the box and use it. And that when we take our faith out of that box, the faith is captured in the Christmas story, know that it will begin to affect our experience of the world one day at a time. And finally, take heart knowing that when we gather next year together once again to hear that familiar old story, know this. That story may not have changed from one year to the next, but if we're lucky, we will have. If only we have the courage to go where that Christmas story leads. Amen.